Hello, everyone, and welcome to the big show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And as always, it's a treat to get to be here and hang out with amazingly wonderful people, which is exactly what's happening today. And I need to point out who these amazingly wonderful people are. Tom, you are one of the amazingly wonderful people. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, Jeff. Thank you. It's we finally got over our hot weather. So it's nice, sort of 80 degrees every day. No
Nice.
fires in my area, unlike you. So anyway, it's nice. And we went to a really fun wedding last Saturday. Hadn't been to a wedding for a long time. It's a daughter of a friend of ours in Berkeley, in a great setting. And the tables for the dinner, you weren't assigned a table number. Each of the tables had the name of a musician or a music group. And keep in mind that these two kids are like 30. They're 30 years old. And the names of the tables were things like Frank Sinatra, Johnny Cash, Led Zeppelin, The Beatles. We sat at the Frank Sinatra table, so I felt honored.
Did you get
Nice.
cash on the Johnny Cash table?
No.
No, but they did give you a ring of fire.
That's right.
Okay, I'll take that.
But then after the wedding, they took him to Folsom Prison, which was kind of a drag.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's, yeah, life's rough like that.
Anyway, weddings are great. I need to go to more weddings.
Weddings can be a lot of fun.
Yes.
My
depends on the wedding.
Here's my favorite holy crap wedding story. So I'm at this wedding for kids of a friend, and we're all sitting in this church, and it was one of those weddings where this is going to sound wrong, and I feel bad about that, but you'll get the visual. So, you know, people that want to act like they're super fancy, but they're not. And so they created this wedding that in their mind was this super classy, fancy, upscale wedding. And it wasn't, but it was still fun and beautiful, and it was great. But we're all sitting there in the church, and the officiant does the line, because apparently they wanted this. Does anyone have any reason why these two should not be married?
No.
Speak now.
Oh,
And
no.
with that, there's this lightning strike outside the church. The thunder rattles the windows, and it starts to hail, and it hails so hard it's damaging the cars. And we're all just sitting there as this happens, and people are just very uncomfortably going,
"Oh, that's a bad
and so it's the noise subsides enough from the hail, and the officiant didn't skip a beat. He goes, "Anyone else?" And just everyone lost it. The marriage, I don't think it lasted more than a couple years.
Well,
I was
guess.
about to say,
I
like,
guess.
2 years later.
Yeah, I think it was about 2 years later. But anyhow, so that's my fun wedding story.
Holy cow.
That's funny.
I would have thought about calling it off right away.
I wouldn't
You know,
have. I would be like, "Oh, this is fun. Not more fun than
let's just
the
go
wedding.
Have a party instead. We already
Exactly.
have the stuff for it." Yep.
Exactly.
Speaking of parties and amazing people, Patrice, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. I think, is this the first show back? Was it gone last week? It feels like it was 4 weeks
You were gone
ago.
last week, yes. And
Okay, so
last
then
week I
I'm
was still
then.
kind of cloudy in my brain.
Okay.
So, yeah, you missed
Yeah, so
an
I'm back.
awesome show.
Yeah, it sounded like it. I did listen to it, so I
Oh, great.
definitely.
Here's the
And there
awesome
were
thing.
some
I'm
stuff
trying to
where I was
remember.
like,
I couldn't
"Oh, you
remember.
have no clue," but okay.
Was it just Ben and me?
As always, I
And
was
maybe.
yelling at you, "You're wrong." I don't know. Someone is wrong on the internet. I don't know.
It was probably me. Oh, that's right. Last week, It was my first week back. Ben was here. It was the two of us. I had missed all of the crazy news that had been happening. And so I had Ben school me on the whole CrowdStrike thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened. Yeah, and you were wrong. So that's fine.
Well, Ben was
But that's
wrong
okay.
because I was
Ben
learning
was
from him.
wrong. Okay,
But I'll
true.
take credit anyhow because
No.
I was there.
Yes. No, I had a good, really good time in Lisbon as always. Went out on Thursday night when the show was happening. I was out with dinner with friend and on drinks and party with friends. That was fun. I came back on Friday, so it's been a really good week and the first travel week with the Vision Pro. So it was also fun.
Fun.
So yeah, I had a good time. And I had a good time this week, even though, as I said, it feels like the last 6 days feel like 4 weeks. So that's just life.
Yeah,
Stuff
yeah,
happened. Our
yeah.
company got a new CEO, like in that time, so
So
which
I
is
will.
number, I think, three or four in the last couple of years.
I'll ask the question that seems appropriate at this point. Is this good or bad? No, better question. Should I say congratulations or not?
Don't know.
All
It's
right,
neither
well.
good. It's a person. It's the son of the founder. He's been in the company for a while. He's a doctor and all of that. So I think from the skill perspective, I think can be good. We'll see.
Okay.
Too early to tell. I mean, he only starts September 1st officially, so in this job at least. So yeah, we'll see.
All right,
You know.
well, yeah.
What did someone told me? It's like the weather. Like it rains up. It rains up there, and we don't notice down here. So,
That's
whatever.
fantastic.
No, but as I said, it's just more things happening.
Yeah, well, it's great to see both of you. And
Good.
I'm feeling much better this week. So
That's
hopefully
good.
I will sound more intelligent. And I know I've set the bar pretty low, but I'll do what I can.
Okay.
Hey, we're doing
You'll do.
Summer of Fun.
Yes, we are.
And for those of you that haven't been following along in Summer of
The last
Fun,
couple of years.
right, well, you know,
I mean, maybe your first time you're listening to BTN. Who knows?
right, or maybe you just had forgotten because summer last
Squirrel.
year, that was like a whole year ago.
12
That was a
months.
long time ago. And in current world affairs time, that was eons ago. So yeah, I totally get it. You might not remember, but since there isn't as much news happening, generally speaking, in the summer, excuse me, and we love hanging out and didn't want to just totally take the summer off, we're just picking different topics and talking about those things on the show. And so today, our topic, oh, by the way, the whole Summer of Fun thing. Patrice is the brilliant mind behind Summer of Fun.
Feeling
And Patrice, she is so humble that she will say, "No, I didn't invent Summer of Fun. I just copied it from somewhere else." And Patrice, that I mean,
like some other network that rhymes with Schmiele
right, yeah, it ranges with Schmiele FM.
FM.
And
Yes,
here's
could
the
that
thing.
be?
Patrice invented Summer of Fun. And this network that sounds
Absolutely.
like Schmiele FM, they just happen to operate in non-linear time. So they
Course.
started Summer of Fun first. And then it was what, a few years later when we started it,
Okay, you too.
and
Maybe the
you
same
too.
year or the year after, I don't remember.
So anyhow, I give Patrice full credit for this, but tip of the hat to Schmiele FM for being able to operate outside linear time. Well done.
Yes.
Well
Well
done.
done.
So today's topic, which Patrice, you came up with this one, And as soon as I saw it,
Yes.
I'm like, I am so committed. I'm so in. Our guilty pleasure TV shows and reality shows that we're enjoying.
Yes. Yeah, I first thought about like we should talk about reality TV shows, and then I thought we should broaden it a little bit because not everybody watches reality TV, but I think everybody has this guilty pleasure TV show. Like the TV show you're like, you might not be too proud that you're even watching it, or even, I mean, even if that's not a problem, you're like, yeah, I don't like, it's not one of those things I care too deeply about or whatever. I just really, really enjoy watching it. I know it's crap or like maybe not as good, but I just really enjoy watching it. And I think that's a good topic for today. It's the
I
summer.
think
I
it's an
mean,
awesome
there's
topic.
like nothing but reality TV shows right now, or guilty pleasure shows right now. And they can be old. I mean, it's not doesn't have to be a current show. Like it can be anything. Like guilty pleasure shows can be anything.
Yeah, so my problem with picking guilty pleasure shows is that
There's too
I
many.
actually don't feel guilty about any of the shows that I love.
Okay.
You shouldn't.
I mean, honestly, you shouldn't, but some other people might judge you for it. Okay, let's put it
Right,
this way. Even if
okay,
you
that's
don't care
fair.
about it, but other people might judge and say, "Oh, how could you watch that? It's crap or whatever."
That's
Stuff
fair,
like that.
and I'm certain that I am judged by at least some people by the by some of the
Okay.
shows that I just really enjoy.
So, who has to, who wants to go first? Who has the first show?
But
Should I go?
I am ladies first, or do you just want to
Okay.
watch me dive right in to a show where people are like, really,
I'll
what,
throw one
really?
out. I mean, there's many, many guilty pleasure shows I have. That's why I came up with that, because I was like, yeah, there's a bunch that I watch. But I think one that I think will get the biggest judgment, and I think a lot of people judge in general. And then there's the other side that absolutely is in love with the shows is The Bachelor. The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. Like, I don't care too much about Bachelor in Paradise and all the others. I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's not super interesting. But for some reason, it's complete crap. It's just crap. It's just, I don't want to diss it too much because I really enjoy it. But I mean, objectively, if you look at it, you're like, okay, it's the same format every time. It's basically the same people every time. They basically do the same thing every time. Why am I watching it? And you still do. And you still enjoy it. And you still like it's just turn the brain off, enjoy the ride for what it is. I mean, oh, this is the most dramatic season ever thing that happens every season. The like the very contrived things were like, oh yeah, of course we have whatever, what was it recently? Of course there is someone who now all of a sudden has like a hockey stick. Like in the house, so that he can do like a game and someone else can complain about it. Like, of course, that's accidentally was there. Yeah, we know all of it. But it's just fun to watch, and I really enjoy it. And I really enjoy like both for different reasons. So, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, for the people who don't know, like maybe you never cared about it. The Bachelor is basically there's the bachelor is the guy who wants to get married at the end of the show. I mean, all of that is, yeah, it's yes, it is as ridiculous as it sounds. You get at least they get engaged. Might not last very long, but it sometimes does. Has
Wait,
happened.
so that's part of the deal. At the end of the show,
They
someone's
get they're
actually
not married,
engaged.
but engaged. Yes, that's the
Really?
very final dramatic end is they get engaged.
Wow,
And
I've
one
only
gets,
seen
and you know, it's drama,
clips.
it's all drama. Like the one person gets engaged and the other one and the second person gets nothing. So that's kind of the deal. As I said, it does work sometimes, like through force of, hey, there's like whatever, 20 people in a without any internet, phone, whatever, in a room with a lot of or like a house or whatever city with a lot of alcohol, and they get on go on dates and have fun together, whatever. Yes, people fall in love. I think the
Wow.
feelings are real for some people, and some people just fake it and eventually get found out, but that's also part of the fun.
How
But
many
at the end, that's the whole thing.
candidates do they have for each bachelor?
Depends, but it's I think usually around 20 to 30. Sometimes they've had up to 30,
Wow.
usually it's like 18 to 20 or something.
Wow.
Yes. But they get whittled down. Like there's a rose ceremony, and like sometimes they get kicked
I've
out on
seen clips from
ceremonies
the
in
rose
between.
ceremonies.
Yeah, there's also sometimes in between, like if someone really whatever doesn't work, doesn't jive, does something wrong, they might just go home in between. Like it's not always the rose ceremony, but I mean that's the story. So the bachelor, there's the guy, and then there's like 20 ladies. There's a stereotype, like it's always usually the most beautiful people, not always the brightest people, but here and there is also someone who actually knows something, has a degree or whatever, but not always. There's always like, and there's you can type the people. You know, like 80% of the show was the casting. It's like, oh, this is the person who will stir up trouble. This is the person who will get drunk. This is the person who will run around naked. Like you can tell. And it's every season you have those people.
Maybe I should
So.
organize part when we have parties. Maybe I should be thinking about these things.
You
Maybe
yes, you
where you
should. You
invite the
should. You should.
troublemaker.
Yes. Yeah, you should. It's a lot of fun, as I said. So like it's 80% casting and 20% kind of like the producers in the background like sticking their fingers into things and kind of setting up situations so that it escalates. Like there's alcohol all the time, like free booze as much as you want. Like, you can see where this goes. So as I said, it is ridiculous. The Bachelorette is basically the opposite. It's like women looking for a man, and there's like 20 machos. Well, not all of them. There's some nice guys in between. Like I'm not gonna lie. There's some people where you're clear, very clear. Okay, this is like the stereotype. There's always some people in there. As I said, it does work sometimes. So some couples last, and I mean, I would say I don't think on average they last longer or less than other. Like some fall apart, some marriages fall apart. Like I think it's about average. So I don't think it's better or worse. It's just fun
So
to watch.
what percentage of the choices at the end of the show do you go, that might work? Is it half of them, 10%?
I think it's about half. Sometimes I'm
About
like, you know
half
how,
one.
like why? I mean, if
This
you,
one will
like that's
never
one of
work
the
out.
fun things to watch. Like, as the bachelor, bachelorette, as they're making the main person, as they're making decisions every episode, like who to keep. Sometimes because I mean, and a lot of it's editing for sure. Like we get to see the dramatic version of everything, the edited version. So for sure, this is probably not what really happened. Like that's also keep in mind. Like it's edited.
Course.
So like that's the other part. Like it's the whole editing. Sometimes they edit something so someone looks really bad in reality. That was like whatever, one sentence they said in the entire whatever 4 weeks. But yeah, so it's. Sometimes those decisions, I'm like, there was one episode like yesterday where I'm like, girl, run. Like this guy. And she kept him around. I'm like, why? And that's the fun of it. You're like you can from the outside, you can see from what you see in the edited version at least, they're like, how can she even keep that person around? And she does. And maybe there is something that we didn't see. Maybe it's just sometimes you just feel physically attracted to a person. You're like, yeah. I
Sometimes
mean,
that's
there's
all it takes.
stereotypes on it. There's stereotypes without end in the show. Like, I mean, it's always cis, mostly white. I mean, nowadays they're a little bit more diverse, but it used to be very white, very cis, very like binary, like all of it. So there's no gay bachelor or bachelorette, for example. Would be awesome, but it doesn't. At least in the US, it doesn't
Patrice,
exist.
I think it's HBO has. I want to say it's like Naked Dating. And you
Sounds
might.
fun.
Okay. So this isn't one of my guilty pleasures, although I've seen a few
Okay.
episodes. And so the thing is, you have a man or a woman who is going to choose a blind date from like three or four people. And so the people, it's not cishet always, but that's always an option.
It's fun. Nice.
And it's all different body types and sizes and colors, and
That sounds actually more interesting now.
it's a weird thing, but at the same time, it's really interesting because you have the people that are going to be your blind date that you're going to choose from. And Their whole body is covered, except maybe you see like their legs. And then you have another, and so someone gets eliminated.
Part of
And
the
then
game.
it's like you see just like from their ass down. Or maybe you see like their whole
That's
torso.
funny.
Or just like, like the whole magic junk area. But you don't see their face until the very end.
That is fun. What is it called?
I
The
think it's on
name? It's called
HBO.
Squid Games, isn't that Squid Game?
No, that's a different show. That's a completely.
I'm sorry, I can't remember what it's called, but I was calling it Naked Dating. And then at the final pick,
Naked
when
Attraction from
Naked
Max?
Attraction, that's it. And then the
Huh, okay.
final, when you get to like meet and speak face to face to the person that you've chosen, you're now both completely naked. And so
That's
you have
actually,
this
that
whole
sounds like a lot
introduction
of fun.
thing where you're seeing each other completely naked, meeting each other for the
Well.
first time, but then they go on a date where they're clothed and they follow along with the date and everything. But the whole lead up to that, where you're just Patrice, I think you would find it fascinating.
I will check it out because that sounds interesting.
It
Is
is.
some
Like a
of
show
it is
that
like,
Chuck
holy crap,
Barris
this
would
is
have come up
ridiculous.
with, you know?
Yes,
Oh
when he
yeah.
wasn't out being a spy, right?
Yes.
That's right. I forgot he was a
Yeah,
spy.
exactly. Yeah. So sounds fun. So as I said, The Bachelorette. As I said, there's more. There was a Golden Bachelor. I think they will do a Golden Bachelorette. That's what also one of the things they said that, I mean, this I don't know how long this has been running. Like decades, I
It's
think
been
at this
over
point.
20 years.
Yeah, so
Started
like
in
that. And they set it up
2002.
really smartly. Yeah, it's like basically usually one of the contestants that doesn't win, in quotes, the show goes to the other side. So the one of the contestants on The Bachelor becomes the Bachelorette and so on. So it's quite, I mean, perfect casting. Like you already know what you're getting, like from their perspective. You already know what you're getting, like how they're gonna work in the front of the camera and all of it. So
That's
perfect
actually
casting.
smart
Yeah, it
from
is
a
actually quite
business
smart.
standpoint.
Yeah, from a business perspective. As I said, and I mean, it's reality. It's unscripted. People once said, "Oh, there's a script." I'm like, "No, nobody could script that. Like, no, none of them are good enough actors that they could do that. Like, forget
Yeah, it's all
it." No,
about the
it's as I
editing.
said, it's the editing, it's the casting, and it's the producers in the background setting up the stupid situation.
Yep,
Like,
contriving the scenarios and
exactly. It's like, yeah, and I mean, as I said, alcohol, having them confined in a house, they can't leave.
what
Like they're
could
basically
possibly go
bored out of
wrong?
their
There's
mind,
a
and then they go to a date. I'm like, okay, what do you think was gonna happen? So, see, that's mine. That's my one of my many guilty pleasures. I actually have more, but that's one of the biggest ones. And as I said, people judge it all the time. Like, oh, how can you watch that crap? But there is like spin-offs international, like in even Germany, and I think Austria has one. So there's like
No
tons of
kidding.
international spin-offs. It's very successful.
All right.
It's
Well,
like almost
Tom.
like RuPaul's Drag Race, yeah,
Almost,
Tom,
huh?
what's yours?
Okay, mine is also a reality show. My guilty
Oh.
pleasure is car shows on Motor Trend Channel. They're really
Oh,
dumb.
okay.
But I like so I picked one which
Are they as
is
dumb
got
as The
a
Bachelor? Oh, Wheeler
sometimes, yeah,
Dinner.
not.
I've seen that. Actually, I've seen that
Yeah, so I pick
once.
one of the shows, which is one of my favorites, and it's got a British slant to it because these guys are from England. It's called Wheeler Dealers. And it's one guy's name is Mike, and he's the guy that
Mike
goes out and
Brewer.
finds Mike Brewer. He goes out and finds a car, and then he has a mechanic, and he's had three of them over time, and they're super good mechanics. A guy named Elvis, who was an F1 mechanic, I think, and Ant, and one other guy, the original guy, I can't remember his name, but it's been going on for a long, long time. And
Yeah, Ed China, it says here. It was the original.
Yeah, Ed, right. Kind of the tall, gawky guy. Yeah.
2003 to 2017, so quite a long time.
Yeah. So, the idea is they go out, he goes out and he figures out a car, gets it for a good price. They spend, a couple thousand dollars and a week or two of work, and then they resell it. Pretty simple. But it's pretty fun when when Mike comes back with a car that clearly needs a lot of work, and
Yeah, I
mechanic has
mean,
to do all the work.
very, very clearly he picked out because it looks really crappy on TV.
Right. But they also, they're good at picking kind of unique cars, that have a little niche, that there's a group that just loves those kind of cars. And the cars go back
Yeah. So it's
probably,
not a Nissan Miata or something like.
right, it's something interesting. But it's amazing to see how smart these mechanics are and can fix these things so easily, some very intricate things.
Yeah,
Anyway,
that I
so
mean, there is a couple of shows like this, and I always think, I mean, in what was it? A British TV car show, blanking on it.
oh, the Top Gear.
Top Gear, yeah. I mean, they did something similar, right? They would get like some car for like a certain budget and then start
And
modifying
put a
it.
rocket on it and see how high they could make it go.
Exactly. Yeah,
Right,
or
there's a
man,
million.
Pimp My Ride, right?
There's a whole channel on, on the cable system here, and I think you can get it on Roku as well. And they just constantly show that have these shows on. And some are crazy. There is a one, the one where the guy put two V8s in a Chevy sedan. I think it was a Malibu or something. So he had one hooked up to the rear axle, one hooked up to the front axle.
There's not enough room in that car for
No, where
one,
did he
two,
sit on
three. I believe this thing was
the
just crazy. It was just crazy how they had to synchronize the carburetors and things. It was crazy. And then
Funny.
there's another one is called Roadworthy Rescues. It's a guy who has a shop called, he used to have a YouTube channel called Vice Grip Garage, which is kind of funny if you know anything about tools. Vice Grip is like the tool of last resort when you don't have any other tools. And he goes out and he literally pulls old cars that have been sitting in fields for like 20 years.
Wow.
And on site, he can, works on the spark, the carburetors, and he gets them running with real minimal effort. He's in Tennessee. He's kind of fun.
That's fine.
Anyway, that's my
Yes.
guilty pleasure. When it's usually when I'm watching a sporting event like a basketball game or a baseball game, and they go to commercials, I'll flip over to the motor tune and watch it for 15 minutes at a time.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean that's perfect. You can watch it 5 minutes at a time, you're not missing much, so it's fine.
Yeah,
Like
you don't need to see the whole show.
Yeah,
Yeah, the
oh
plot's
that's
easy to
cool.
follow. And
Yes,
they
exactly.
and right, the plot is pretty easy to follow. And they do a lot of the same things you were talking about by setting up, the producers setting up, what if, this happened? You can tell when they set stuff up. It's like that part's kind of dumb. I just like to see them when they actually work on the cars.
But I mean that I always think those producers, they're actually pretty good because they have to be. Like I mean,
Yeah.
if you're not good at your job, this the show's gonna suck because it's mostly about I mean casting and then you
The setup,
figuring out
yeah.
how to set up things properly. So I think yeah, that's a skill.
It is. Totally. What's that guy, the Mark guy, I think he's the producer of The Bachelors. Mark
I forget, yeah.
Mark.
I'm so bad with names.
Anyways, he was the guy that kind of invented all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Kind of. I mean, I think the similar stuff has existed before, but he kind of made it a thing. So let me see if I can find the name real quick.
All
I
right.
know it.
While you're looking that up, I will drop my
Yeah,
first
what's
guilty
yours?
pleasure. Mine's actually something that's new. And it's Time Bandits on Apple TV. So the Time Bandits movie from the 1980s, early 80s, was always a guilty pleasure. And I mean, when you watch it as an adult, you're like, I get why I thought this was the most amazing thing when I was a kid. And as an adult, wow, there's some pacing issues and there's a bunch of other issues, but it was such a wonderfully fun movie. And so Taika Waititi decided to take the Time Bandits concept and turn it into a TV series. And so the concept is the same. You have a group of people that worked for the Supreme Being and stole his map that links together all of time and space. And there are like doorways all around reality that you can hop through. And so you end up jumping through time. And
Nice.
so in the original movie, the characters that stole the map, they're jumping through time and they're stealing things because they want to get rich from all of these amazing artifacts through time. And they end up with a young boy who ends up getting wrapped up in everything they're doing because one of the portals is the wardrobe in his bedroom. And so that's the same concept that they use in the TV series. And but there's a bunch of differences so that it can work better as a as an ongoing series. So each episode they're jumping to a different point in time. And then the boy, he's a history buff and he's like 10. And so he's the person that actually is explaining, no, this is where we are, this is what's going on, while the rest of the bandits are basically just kind of like bumbling idiots that they're just trying to steal stuff. They just want to get away with stealing stuff. And so there you go. That's the TV series. And like the movie, this is geared towards a younger audience. But it's done with the production quality of any other series, you know, quality series. And when you're watching it, I mean, you can tell you are watching something that isn't targeting adults, but it's still just this silly, fun show. And there's what, like 4 or 5 episodes out so far. Taika Waititi, he plays the Supreme Being. Lisa Kudrow, she plays the leader of the Time Bandits. And then, oh, I forgot the guy's name. Clement,
Same problem.
he's from a sketch comedy group. Anyhow, he plays
No
pure
idea.
evil, who of
But
course is out
where's
to
the
get the map.
guilty part in guilty pleasures on this show? I understand it's pleasurable, but where's the guilty part
It's I'm watching a show geared towards children. I
it?
don't know. It's just one of those shows that as I'm watching it, I'm feeling like I probably shouldn't be enjoying this as much as I am. Why am I feeling like that?
Okay, got it.
My
Because I
guess
was
is
thinking
that,
this sounds totally fun and I want to watch it. Like, I
oh,
don't
it's
understand
totally
how it's
funny and you're going
guilty.
to love it.
Okay.
And my feeling is that there are a lot of people that will watch it that will give it poor reviews. And I think a lot of those people are adults that have a child's memory of Terry Gilliam's movie. And so they're comparing this TV show to their childhood memory of a movie that they thought was beyond incredible.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and you're right. It has
I kind of forgot about that
5.9 on
movie.
IMDb right now. So,
Oh, well, there you
yes, you
go.
are. Of course.
So called it, but I just think it's just wonderful fun.
I sort of forgot about that movie.
Yeah, I don't remember at all that there was a movie like that. So,
Well, I
oh,
remember
I
it
own
coming
that
out, and
movie.
I'm sure I saw it. I mean,
1981, British Fantasy.
it's a Terry Gilliam, so it's Monty Python. It's got all the Python people, Shelley Duvall, Sean Connery.
Shelley
But I don't
Duvall
remember it.
is so funny in it, and Michael Palin's in it, John Cleese is in it, and yeah, Sean Connery, he plays Agamemnon, King Agamemnon, and yeah, I mean you can tell it's a Terry Gilliam movie. Yes.
Well, and I
Fun.
like that the new one has Katherine Hellman in it from Soap.
I'll
Remember
definitely Catherine
Soap?
Hellman was in the original movie.
Was she? She was in both?
Yeah, I haven't seen Catherine Hellman yet.
Oh, I see.
So she must be in
I'm
an
looking at the
upcoming
wrong one.
episode.
No, I'm looking at the
You're
wrong one.
working,
She was
looking at the
in, oh,
movie.
is Catherine Hellman still alive?
probably not.
Oh. Nope, died
Question.
in 2019.
Okay. So that would have been really a trick.
I mean, these days with AI, not a problem.
So, yeah, I mean,
Yeah, fun.
I can tell where adults watching this in some cases could be like, there's some
This is stupid.
ridiculous acting that's happening. Why are they portraying the character this way? But when you're watching it, knowing this is targeted at a younger audience, it totally makes sense.
I wanted to say, have you seen The Bachelor?
Oh, well, yeah. Okay,
There's some ridiculous acting. It's like, that fits.
this is like The Bachelor, but with less alcohol.
And with yes, and probably more fun actually.
And fewer roses.
And fewer roses and fewer drama, hopefully. Well, less
But
drama in this case.
yeah, it's
Yes.
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have time for another one? I would have another one.
We do, but it's just killing me that I haven't been able to say yet just how awesome TSO Host is.
Yeah.
So I want to tell you about that, and then we can share another pick.
Good. Nice.
And
Nice segue.
why would I just interrupt this awesome
People
discussion to talk about TSO Host? Well, it's
call
because,
that a cliffhanger. Also something you learn from those shows. You need the
right. I gave people a teaser and a
cliffhanger. Will
cliffhanger
yeah.
to
Will
keep
they
them
fight?
hooked.
Will someone get killed or will they kiss and make up?
Right. Will the next show that any of our panel discussed be great or stupid? Who knows? But here's the
Knows?
thing, you can find out in real time because TSO Host is helping us to be able to do what we do. They're a web hosting company. And they make it easy for you to buy domain names, and they offer great pricing, and they have great customer support. And so they're taking what they do and they're making it so that we can do what we do by giving us those resources. So they're like, hey, we want to do something cool for the community. So British Tech Network, here, have what you need to be able to do what you do. So they give us the bandwidth to live stream shows every single week. They give us the hosting space, so there's a place for the website to live. They give us the server space, so we have a place for all of the show files, so you can watch or listen to episodes anytime you want. And without their support, this is not an exaggeration on any level. Without their support, we would not be able to do what we do. So we really,
Not a chance.
really appreciate that TSO Host is here and so generously giving to us so that we can make shows for you. So thank you, TSO Hosts. It's easy for me to say thank you to TSO Host because I'm sitting here right now. But all of you might be watching or listening later, or maybe you're watching and listening live, but you're not on the show with us right now, like with the microphone in your face. So here's how you can do what I'm doing without having to worry about, am I doing it at the right time or not? It's always the right time. Just hop on social media and thank TSO Host for being here. Super easy to do, only takes a minute. And it's a really great way to let TSO Host know that we all appreciate what they are doing for the British Tech Network. So thank you again, TSO Host. They are also making it even more awesome for all of us in the BTN family because they're giving all of us a special deal. So let's say you found a domain name that you just can't live without, like Patrice's Guilty Pleasure TV shows.com. Go to TSO Host, pop it in your cart, and then add the discount code BTN20, and you're going to get 20% off that order. So they give you good pricing already, and they're making it even better just because you're part of the BTN family. So thank you for that generosity, TSO Host. You rock. Patrice, since you checked out last week's shows when you weren't here, you saw the fruits of your hard labor paying off, hopefully, because
Hopefully.
you took the trouble, you put in the effort to modernize our live stream and our live chat. And it's super slick how it works now. And the extra bonus on top of that was that I was able to talk about the live stream and the live chat without sounding like I was having a stroke. So thank you for all of that. But since you're here,
That's why
do you
she
want to
did it,
tell people
Jeff.
about the chat?
Yes, only because of that. Only
Yeah,
for that.
because you just couldn't take it anymore. I get it.
I guess that's probably why. No, I mean, when you were saying like all the hard work, I was chuckling because most of the hard work was actually the open source tool I was using, and the rest was actually quite trivial. Just switching it over, some minor
Trivial
tweaks
for
for the
you.
configuration. Trivial for you, for me, that's
Right.
true. But still, the hardest work was is the people from that worked on Owncast because that's what we're using. So thank you for that. Yeah, we have a really cool live stream feature. If you're listening to this in the recorded form in your favorite podcast player of choice, you can watch us do this live and all the pre-show and the post-show and like, I mean, you missed quite some cool content today, and usually also every week we talk about some fun stuff before. So not so much after. We're usually tired and hangry and all of that. But you can head over to live.britishtechnetwork.com. That's the aforementioned tool, Owncast, that we're using. And you do that every Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time for this very show. We also have the Mac show on Fridays. Usually we're talking about Mac and Apple related things, but not so much in the summer. Well, sometimes we are. I think even our summer fun topics are slightly themed. So yeah, you do that Fridays, 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac show. And then on the right-hand side in your browser, or if you're on your mobile phone, scroll down a little bit, there is a chat, you can talk to us live. So I put links in there for the things we're talking about, like all the shows, for example. And yeah, you can talk to us, ask questions, mention your guilty pleasures if you're in the chat, all of that. But if you can't join us live, or you, I mean, you missed today's show, probably, unless you're right now joining us. But unless that happened, you missed it. You can still get to the transcript. You can get to the links, you can see what people talked about, all of that. And it's super easy. You head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, put in the date for the show you want to see or the day you want to see. There's a calendar. You just click on the date, and it tells you what was talked about that day. And for today, that would be August 1st, 2024. So if you click on August 1st, 2024, it will show you everything that we talked about in the chat today.
Amazing. Awesome. Thank you, Patrice. And
You're welcome.
yes, now let's each do one more guilty pleasure show
Okay.
before we call it a day.
Good. I could have done Survivor, which is another one. I could have done Amazing Race, but I'm gonna pick one that is probably lesser known and also a guilty pleasure and is from the guy from Amazing Race. So the producer slash host of Amazing Race, Phil Kogan. And I think his partner, slash, I think maybe wife or sister, I don't actually know, Louise Kogan. They have a show called Tough as Nails. There's like, I think, 5 seasons now, so it's more than you would think for a
I've
show
never
that you've
even
never heard
heard
of.
of this show.
Yeah, me
Exactly.
neither.
It's a CBS show. I'm big fan of CBS, like NCIS, another one. Like I could keep going. It's a CBS show, and what I really like, it's a reality TV show, more or less. Okay, a reality game show like Survivor, Amazing Race, like kind of like that. But what I really liked about it is the focus on it is on working class Americans, working class people from America. Let's put it this way. It doesn't have to be Americans, just working
But now
class people living in
Canadians
America.
too.
And they did some Canadians, actually, yeah, in the fifth season. And there's kind of two teams, and there's money to be won, and there's a competition, of course, where like people, there's always, it's really fun how they set it up. There's kind of two parts. So they split up into two teams, and there's always an individual challenge. And every time, basically, the worst person, the last person coming in for whatever the challenge was, gets eliminated, but they keep competing on the group challenges. So the groups stay together, they have to work together in the group stage and kind of do things together. And it's always working, like it's really working on things like construction, like they build things, they destroy, like sometimes it's demolition. It's like using all the different skills of different peoples, there's different people of different backgrounds. And it's really fun. And then there's at the end, there's like a kind of an obstacle course that like repeats a lot of the elements that they had throughout the show, but like in a simpler format for sure. And then one person wins, and they win like I think what was it, 250K and a car or something like that. So actually, quite a as I said, it's quite a
That looks pretty
cool
fun.
concept. It's a fun competition, really nice people, completely different than The Bachelor for sure. Also more diverse than you would think. It's not all men, and it's not all strong, burly men. It's also like, I mean, it's all kinds of people because there's all kinds of traits. So it's like different people from different backgrounds, but all working class coming together and yeah, working together on stuff and just like a really nice. You want to say there's competition for sure. There's also a nice friendship that you see develop over time. Like they get kind of introduced to each other in the beginning. It's kind of like Survivor in that aspect. But then I mean through hard work and yeah, having to compete with others, they kind of bond together quite nicely. And I mean, sure, there is the drama sometimes, and the fight can happen. If someone disagrees with the way to organize things, you know, the typical thing that happens, which is good for the show. But it's a good show. I really enjoyed it. I said, and this time they were in, I don't remember where in Canada. They were in Hamilton, Ontario,
Hamilton,
this time.
Ontario. Yeah, I think I
Yeah,
might like this
so.
one.
Well, as I said, super interesting. Yeah, they try to connect also a little bit with the locality. So like if they're in
Oh, nice.
Hamilton, they're going to local industry, local places to do things and sometimes help out, sometimes have a competition that's related to what's typical in the area. So it's actually, as I said, there's some staples over the five seasons where you see, like, there's always one competition where they're kind of doing the, yeah, almost the lumberjack thing. So there's certain things that you now see repeated. But as I said, overall, it's like, it's a fun thing. Like, laying track, they did, I remember the first season. Stuff like that. So.
So is this stream on Paramount?
Paramount, yeah. That's where I watch it. Paramount or like wherever you get, like your local CBS affiliate will have it as well.
I'm gonna have to
Yeah,
check that one
it's a
out.
CBS original, so this is not something they bought from somewhere else. All right, as I said, it's Phil. I mean, he like the funny thing is if you know him from like The Amazing Race, where it's more about, I mean, there's also some skill involved in Amazing Race, but it's also about knowledge and about like seeing different environments and all of that. And you think, okay, he's more like the travel guy or whatever. And then you see him in this show, like with like the way he's dressed and the way he behaves and so whatever. And you're like, no, that works. Like he is the type of person that they do totally believe is like a, could be. I mean, he's not, but he could be working class and whatever. Like it works really well with him. I think he might actually be the perfect host for the show. And he's a producer, so that's both.
Awesome.
Ty, go watch it.
All right, Tom. Tell us about your next guilty
Okay,
pleasure show.
my second pick for guilty pleasure TV is I go to YouTube and watch a lot of old sporting events, which when you think about it, is kind of stupid.
It's like,
You know,
why? Like, why would you watch old
right?
events? Like, that makes no sense. Like,
So I tend to
okay,
watch the
so tell us
things.
why.
Well, because the main reason is because I saw some of these things when I was like 12 years old. And you see it once on TV, you never get to see it again. And so my memory of it is always a bit clouded. So I go back and watch it and go, wow, I didn't realize this or that. So one of my favorites is one that I picked was the Major League Baseball All-Star Game from 1971. And I remember that because I
Children.
remember watching. I was, how old was I then? I was 9 years old. And I remember watching it, and there were some amazing things that happened in that game with some of the there's a guy who played for the Oakland A's who hit a tremendous home run, and I was wondering, was it really that big of a deal? And so it's sort of a nostalgia, I guess, for me to go back and watch it. I don't watch the whole game, I just watch bits and pieces. But I, again, when there's nothing else on and I have 10 minutes to kill, I watch YouTube and I watch the NBA Finals from 1973 or the World Series from 1975 for a few minutes. And sometimes Teresa will walk, my wife will walk through, and it's like, is this a, she'll say, is this a real game or an old game? Because she knows I watch.
they were all fantasy back in the old days.
I
Yeah,
think
she doesn't
so,
say old game or new
yes.
game. She calls it a real game or an
Real
old
game
game.
or not game? Yeah, she's right. I'm with her.
So she knows if it's a real game, I might actually want to watch it. If it's an old game, she knows that we can go
You can pause
watch
it
something
and do
else. It doesn't
it.
matter. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
Yeah,
so you're into
that
old games.
Old game. Well, sometimes, yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
All right.
That definitely fits for guilty pleasure. I
Yeah,
can't blame
I
you.
agree completely.
Yeah.
That would be for Jeff, I think that would be torture watching old baseball games.
For me too.
It'd be better than watching old American football or any American football.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Any, even in current.
I don't watch old American football games very much.
All right, so should I go with reality show or animation?
Since you did animation kind of before, I would go reality.
Okay,
Yeah.
so we'll go reality. All right. And this is one that I rarely see, and I enjoy it in small doses, and it's called American
Oh,
Pickers.
I was almost gonna pick
People
this
say,
one
oh, I
too.
never watched that. I really never watched The Bachelor. No, never, never.
Yeah, right. Well, okay,
Right.
so I don't have History Channel, so that means I'm not going to just on a whim say, I think I'll turn on American Pickers. So it's something that has to already be on wherever I am. And what I enjoy about the show is that they just go into these crazy places, and so many of them, I look and I'm like, oh my God, the person that owns all this stuff is a hoarder and they need professional
Totally.
intervention.
Totally. Almost every
Which
one
is
of them.
totally
Yeah. I
true.
mean, and it's just crazy, but they find really interesting things. And since I'm watching only small segments, it's not like the way they cut the show gets to the point where it would really annoy me, but I can tell if I sat down to watch a whole episode and or maybe multiple episodes, I would not like the show anymore. Because they're always trying to make it dramatic
Right.
and build the suspense about what are they really going to get and how much is it going to really be worth. It doesn't matter. It's about
I just
finding,
want to see the cool
I
stuff.
want to see the cool stuff that they find.
Right.
And and sometimes there's really interesting stories that go along with the cool stuff. And it also makes me feel a little bit better about my place because I have been concerned at different points, like, am I holding on to stuff I don't need? Does this make me a hoarder? And and I look around my place. No,
Jeff,
no.
I'm a box hoarder.
You're not a hoarder, you're a collector.
Oh,
Remember that.
okay. What's the difference?
The
There is
difference
no
is you can
difference.
see the floor in my
Okay.
place. I throw out
Oh,
boxes.
there
You don't keep
you
old newspapers?
go. From
No,
like 50
no.
years ago.
Although, well, great. Now I need to. No, but yeah,
Oh,
this is a show that I see in small doses. It's always by chance, because it's not something that I have access to, and I'm not going to get a History Channel subscription. So it's just like a thing that when it's on, it's like, oh, hey, I'm going to watch some of
hey,
this.
I know this.
I know this show and I enjoy it. And then the channel changes, or I leave and go do something else or whatever. And it's fine. Yeah, American Pickers on History Channel.
Nice. You know
I have
what's
to admit,
stupid? I can't even go to the website. Because when I go there, it redirects me to the history.de, the German site,
really?
and I cannot go back. I mean, I could switch, like, go to my phone or my VPN, but this is stupid. Like, don't do this.
Yeah, that's a stupid way to do it.
Yeah,
And yeah.
the only downer about that show, did you hear what happened to the old co-host, Frank?
Oh, dish.
No. Like a
Spill the
year or
tea.
2 years ago, he had a stroke or something, and
Oh.
just completely wiped him out because all of a sudden he wasn't on the show, you know.
Huh.
Drama.
Well, that shows you how long it's
Booted
been
up.
since I've
He
even
got
seen an
voted off the
episode.
show. No.
He didn't get voted off.
Nature voted him off the show. Okay, that was
Yeah, that's
horribly
sad.
bad
That
taste.
sucks. He should come back. Like, and be like, hey, no, like, I'm still in love with you. No.
But I agree
Can you take
with
me
Jeff.
back?
If you just watch the parts where they're talking about a specific thing, it's good. The rest of it can be really annoying. The rest of the show can be really annoying. But
sounds
that stuff
like,
is fun. It's really fun. They
yeah,
find some really fun stuff.
it
They do.
sounds
They
like
find
Top
really
Gear. If
interesting
you
things.
watch
Yes, they
the
do.
videos, it's fun. The rest is super annoying.
There you go. Go watch the video clips from American Pickers.
There he is.
Ah,
Yep.
I will check it out just to see it and be like, so I can mock you about it.
Oh yeah, feel free to mock me. It is totally fine. And it's yeah.
I don't know. No, I'm kidding.
All right. So wait, season 24. There's 25 seasons of the show. Holy crap.
Is there?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, not as much as Survivor with like 40, I think 7 or 8 now, but wow, 25.
That's
I
crazy.
mean, you make it to 25. That is a challenge. Not a lot of shows even make it that far. Not a lot of shows make it past season 1 or 2.
Right. So, all right. Well, there you go. Look at that. We got through two shows
Yeah, probably.
each.
Yeah, probably. Sh sorry. Probably shows you how cheap it is to produce because they can just keep going. Doesn't require a lot of budget.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Well, they don't need a lot to, they don't need to spend a lot on writers.
No.
So it's mostly editing, and if they And if they're doing their job well, they're making a profit on the stuff they're buying. So that part of the show is self-sustaining.
That's true. Yeah. Nice. Sorry, I
Yeah.
interrupted you. Yeah,
No, it's fine. I mean, this is one of those shows where interruptions are totally acceptable anyhow, so it just fits.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. Yeah, this is like, watch little bits of this. Squirrel. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So
That's why I like reality TV shows now. Now I know.
you're
Squirrel
very
friendly.
squirrel
Totally
friendly.
makes sense. Yep. All right. Well, I think it's time to wrap up.
This.
So, thank you, both of you, for putting a smile on my face. I said at the beginning of the show, and I'm saying it again because it's true. It is an absolute treat to get to spend time with you. And I genuinely appreciate both of you. I genuinely appreciate everyone
That's not true.
that comes on the show, because everyone, just you're all awesome people. So thank you. Tom, where can people find you?
People can find me on the independent social network Mastodon. I am TomF@sfba.social.
Awesome. And Patrice, before I say where can people find you, what is up with that? You did the heart thing and then it was
Oh no, I
a
thought I
trap.
disabled it, I guess.
But
So. No,
it took forever to show up, which I thought was kind of funny.
I
After all.
clicked it then. It was disabled to
Oh,
enable.
all right. Well, now it's not quite as funny, but it's still funny that it showed up when
Oh.
it did. Yeah. Hey, where can people find you when you're not sharing your heart clouds?
My heart doubts. You can find me every week here on the British, almost every week on the British Tech Network, Thursdays and Fridays, Big Show and Mac Show, unless I'm traveling to Lisbon, so there's every month there's a week where I'm out. You can find out more about me on the British Tech Network. Sorry, on the British Tech Network. Yeah, that too. But on my website, Squirrel. See, I was thinking about this other thing that I wanted to mention, so that's Squirrel. My website, thepatrice.com, social media links, podcast projects, literally everything I'm doing, you can find there. And Jeff and I have a really cool podcast where we talk about TV shows, not reality TV shows. Guilty Pleasure, maybe not so much. It's actually quite a popular show. So we have retro rewatch, we rewatch shows, or I rewatch it. Jeff watches it for the first time. We're rewatching, re it brackets watching Stargate SG-1 right now. So for
Yes, it's true.
episode 4, I think we published. So
I think
four
that's
or
right.
five,
Yeah. Yeah,
so like
it's
that.
true. I hadn't seen any episodes of Stargate SG-1 at all.
So we do that. And the thing I wanted to mention is I had a really nice listener, Neil, sent me an email on my website because he really appreciated or he like seconded the recommendation of like a book that I had picked a couple of weeks ago, I think. The whole exp oh right, last no 2 weeks ago, the Expeditionary Force series. And he like recommended a couple more. So thank you for that. I just wanted to
Oh, that's
mention that.
awesome.
Yeah, very nice.
Cool. All right. So then for me, social media, Jay Gamut on pretty much everything. And I'm active on Mastodon and Instagram and a little bit on Threads. I'm already starting to have a little bit of an issue with Threads because it just keeps feeding me. Just cranky people. But the people that I'm following show up, but then all these suggested follows, and it's cranky people. And it's getting annoying. Anyhow, but Jay Gammon on social media. Then for shows, most Tuesdays on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live, most Thursdays on Dave Ginsberg's In Touch with iOS. Then here on the British Tech Network, Thursdays for the Big Show, Fridays for the Mac Show, Brian Chaffin and I, we do the Context Machine. And as Patrice pointed out, we are now doing retro rewatch. And I want to point out that, excuse me, if you had been at the Mac Stock conference, which was earlier in July, you could have gotten retro rewatch stickers, well, Context Machine stickers
Nice.
from me, because I took a bunch with me and people took a lot. So, yeah, stickers, they're fun. All
They
right,
are.
so with that, it's now really time to wrap up. Thank you again to both of you for just being so awesome. This is so much fun, and I'm glad that we have the opportunity to do this. And hey, all of you that watch and listen live, thank you for being part of the show. You are awesome. Everyone that participates in the live chat, thank you for being part of that. All of you that watch or listen to the show recordings later on, thank you for being part of the BTN family as well. Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. And TSO hosts, thank you for being here and sponsoring us. Everyone, please go give them some online love and let them know that you appreciate them too. And with that, I think it's safe to say, don't forget to join us tomorrow for the Mac Show. Tune in again next Thursday for the Big Show. And everyone, have a fantastic weekend.